Sorry, let's get to the core of the Mishnah. Midin anu bishplaini shechay v'chaver v'sayim zun, nim tzu zaynin en leikno misham, in shlei Hashem ha-mivin l'day makis, mivin l'day tishnit. Dibur Ramei. Ramei comes along with a chiddush. Why is Ramei a chiddush? Because we used to the Chachamim. So the Chayru Ramei says is very logical. The Torah says a lav on Saints will say this, and the Torah says kasher zomer. So we do both. We do kasher zomer and we do malchus. Chachamim say no. Kol mishalem ein leikno. Same thing, the second machlaikis seems almost identical. Nidamanu bishplaini shulchai malchus arvoi and nimtzu zaynimim, baikin shmainim, shum leysan b'reichai tshakir, and shum betisim leikashu zanam, divir amei, lachamayim and baikin al arvoi. It sounds, at least by first glance, like two very similar, almost identical machlaikisim. What is the longest of the machlaikis? If you get two punishments or not, so the Gemara says right away in the first line, that the Chachamim Darshin Bishlam al Rabbana Kedei Rishas Seksin Shum Rishach Zat Amachai Nechai Mishum Sei Rishas. So it says that the reason is because of Kedei Rishas, which we call in English Kam Leib De Rabbani Nei. That means that we give a person who deserves two punishments, we only give him the one, and we give him the Mochamer of the two. And therefore, if someone does an Aveira, which is Chayav Yisun Mamim, so we give him Nisa, or Nisa and Malchus, we give him Nisa, or Malchus and Mamin, we give him, which is worse, Malchus or Mamin? Depends how much Mamin. So we assume Malchus is worse. So why over here do you pay? So the Gemara says that that the Torah with Mechadish here, that Kasher Zomer takes precedence to Laisana, and therefore, that's the punishment. So the Chachamim is easy. The Chachamim hold that come later to Rabbi Mimes, you only get one Einish, and although normally you would get Malkis over here, you have a Giloy, the Mashmoy Sakra, that you don't. What about Remeya? What's he Tysus? Tysus brings Rashi, the Molam Dishaway of learning Rashi, but we're looking at Tysus. Like in Omisham, Ishlaya, Shelly, De Makis, maybe only the Teshulman. Pirish Rashi. So he brings here Rashi's Pshat. Mikrad and Medion Lede Makos, Dahenu Malaysana, Einai Medion Lede Teshlumin. Not the same Pasik that brings them to Teshlumin. Elo Mikrad, Asisim Lai Kashazama, Mishalachi Laiko Misham. Mashma, Mashma from Rashi. Dileka Elachatra, Einai Laiko Misham. Tell me. What does Rashi say? If the two Chayuvim are from two different sources, so then we say, you get both Einshim. If the two Chiyuvim are from the same source, then we only give one Einsh. Then we only give one Einsh. What's the typical case of Kamal Zirab Nidai? You kill somebody and you ruin his clothing. So we say Kamal Zirab Nidai. Someone kills somebody and he shoots him in an arrow. So the arrow rips the clothing and kills the person. So we say Kamal Zirab Nidai, he only gets Nisa and not Teshlum. Are those two Chiyuvim from the same Pasuk? No, Nisa is for killing him, and paying is for ruining his begging. Two different Pesukim. So what's going on? What does Rashi say? Kamal of the Rabbininei, if it's from, what does he say here in Rashi? That Ileka Elochad Kara, if it's for one Pasuk, then you say Kamal of the Rabbininei. Ain't a Michael Michelle. What's Rashi mean? If it's two psukim, you follow me? If it's two psukim, Rashi's saying that you give two punishments. So what about all the other cases of Kamlei D'Rabbanei? 99% of the cases of Kamlei D'Rabbanei are two different isurim that come together in the same case. Isn't that what it is? What? So what's said of Rashi? What's said of Rashi? Rashi said, Loi Hashem Amidiyo De Makas Vei Teshulman. It's two different psukim. You don't say Kamlei. It's two psukim, you don't say Kamlei. Every Kamlei is two psukim. A person, if a Kayin is Bayal, a Grusha, who's an Eish Yisish, she married again. He's Kayin Malkus for Grusha, and Eish Yisish. He only gets Nisa, he doesn't get Nisa Malkus. I have two different psukim. And Malkus Amam. If he kills somebody and loses the garden, Malchus and Mammon, that's the pshat. The Kamlay is only then. I think what Rashi means, when the two psukim are two totally different things, you wound his baguette and you killed him, two totally different topics. So of course, you say Kamlay the rabbi. Rashi's saying is that when you have two psukim that go together, you have two psukim, the Torah said about an eid zaylin, kashazamam and leisanam. So when the Torah said specifically two things about this case, didn't coincidentally come together. Every kashazamam is leisanam. When the Torah specifically said it that way, so then if it's two psukim, then you don't say kamlay. If it's one pasuk, you do. One pasuk you do is still the chiddush, right? If it's one pasuk, that pasuk can ask the kasha on. Right? Two pasuk to Rashi. Rashi says it's two psukim, you don't say kamlay. And if it's one pasuk, you do. So the part of two psukim you don't, that's easy. It means that the two psukim go together. The Torah constructed it this way, that they always go together. And then you get two. You know, like a man who does it a lot, he gets 39 mountains. So do we say 39 punishments? Not 39 punishments. It's one punishment of 39 mountains. So the Torah created Edom Zaynanim, which always have Kashazana and Amaisana, but they hold that's not Kamlay. That's not Kamlay Devavadin, eh? What? Because the Gemara really says it. See, the Gemara is going to say, Ramea. So Gomer, Mitzvah Shemra. Normally holds a Kamlay, but this is similar to Mitzvah Shemra. Is that so? Is that so that everyone else knows? Yeah. Question is, what the Kabbalah Rashi? I'm not sure. This is the way I understand what Rashi's saying. Why don't you listen to Sukkim in one? And, you talk. So if you have two einshim for one pasuk, what do you do? So Rashi says that if it's one pasuk, so that's fair. If it's one pasuk, two einshim, certainly like 39 mouth. Right? So Taisus here is the kasha on Rashi. Let's see. The kasha. Parmina b'secher es ha-payelim, ha-chayseb ki para ladush ba loiko u-mishava. Ha-pagat v'lecha l'chad la'at, lo'isachim. So what case is Kasha and Rashi? Okay, we're going to spend the rest of today understanding this case. Hachaisen pi para ladushba loito mishah. A person who closes, who's chaisen, loisachsen shrabadish. A person who goes to be chaisen pi para, that means it's not his own para. He borrowed his neighbor's para, or rented his neighbor's para, and he took him to thresh. When you thresh with an animal, the Torah prohibits you from Torah prohibits you from doing the two together, from sealing the mouth of the parah, putting on a muff. It's not some shrubbish. Fractisis, there we don't say come later to Rav Minei, there we say Michael Mishal Avagav Galek Elachad Lav Leisachsen. So there we don't say so it's a good kasha. Kasha and Rashi. I don't know, I get into Rashi Shita, but at first glance it should be an obvious problem.
It comes from one source. Because,
is it coming from one source?
It's one there. What is it?
Is it one? You take someone else's animal and you muzzle it while you thresh. Why do you get malchus? It's not some shabbadisha. Why do you pay?
Because
it's not some shabbadisha. You're a ganav, Pasha. What? Let's say I rent an animal from you, and I tell you, right when I rent it, listen, I want you to know, I'm taking your animal on the das, I'm going to muzzle the animal on the threshing. You know, I don't believe in this thing. I muzzle the animal on the threshing. I tell you that from the beginning. I have to pay you? The point is I can't say it, or the point is that the person's over. Well, why do you have to pay? When you take someone's sharp and you thresh with it, why do you have to pay? It's because of Leisach's sign that you have to pay. Where did you say Leisach's sign? No, because there's a lot of disaster when I take your animal, it's understood that I'm going to... But that's because that by my chayyav tashlumin, it's not because of this land. If I do it to my own animal, I'd be chayyav. Who does that? Not from the animal, it's not from the person. I caused that the person. That's my sasa. You must be right, but I just kasha, I don't understand.
Right.
Right. Right. True, the Torah obligation needs to make let the animal eat while I work. But is that why I have to pay? If it was I go to Bez, I tell Bez and listen. I was over like Sarson. What's that doing him? I don't why should I pay him? What's the answer to that? But even after the pasuk, where does the chiyuv tashlumin come from? From where does the chiyuv tashlumin come? It comes from like Sarson. It would be mutter to steal. Then there would be a problem. And I would have to pay him. So it doesn't sound like the chiyuv tashlumin. This pasuk causes the chiyuv tashlumin, but it's not this pasuk is megala the chiyuv tashlumin. This is the problem I had, but the truth is it's not the teretz to Rashi. Because if you look at Rashi in Bava Metzia, Rashi says pshat in Leiko Mishalem, tremendous chiddush. Shitas Rashi in Kavlei v'Rabbi Minei. And Rashi learns Hachaisim pi para Michael Mishalim that Bezdin can't force you to pay. We do say come later to Rabbi Minei. You don't, Bezdin can't force you to pay. Rashi learns Michael Mishalim only means that Yechayiv Mishalim is the Chiyiv Bidei Shemayim. The Chiyiv Batei Bidei Shemayim to pay. Why? So listen to how Rashi learns Kamlei B'Dirabminei, not the way you're used to learning. We used to say in Kamlei B'Dirabminei, you only chayiv the chamor and you patur on the kav. Rashi learns, Kedei Mishasa, Mishum Risha Achas Ata Makaiva, the Ata Makaiva Mishum Shtei Rishai, means, it's not shot that the etzem your patur. You kill somebody. If Reuben kills Shimon, and when killing him, he wounds his baghead, is Reuben potter from paying for the baghead? No. Be'etzem, Reuben has a chiyuv tashlumin too. It's illogical to say that because he did something worse, he's potter from paying? No. Really, Reuben is chayiv to pay. There's a din in the parasha of Bezdin. Where does it say, Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayvai? Bezdin Hilchis Bezdin. There's a din in Hilchis Bezdin that Bezdin can't be Mechayiv Shtei Rishayis. Bezdin can't force a person that they're giving Misa to pay also. Bezdin can't force someone you're giving Malkus to pay as well. It's a halacha in Bezdin. It's not a halacha in the Mazik. The Mazik himself really has to pay. He has a chiyuv be'etzem of Teshlumin to pay. It's just that Bezdin can't enforce it. Bezdin doesn't enforce it. Rashi says in Afkamina, if the Nizik will be typhus, if the person, well, the person was killed, can be typhus. Let's say it's Yarshin. Well, they'll do a tfisa. Somebody killed somebody and wounded the suit. So the Yarshin go and that typhus tashlumin for the suit. So we let them keep it. Why? The person who killed him, of course he's chayav to pay for the suit. Why should he be chayav to pay? No reason he shouldn't be chayav to pay. But etzem is chayav. And what does he say? Shemayim, he's supposed to pay. Just, it's a din in Bezdin. Bezdin gives out only one punishment per Maisa Aveira, and not two. But the way Rashi learns, the truth is, you do say come later to Rabbi Yehi, by Laisasim Sharbidisha. Bezdin does not force payment. This is all in Rashi. It's not an offering. This is all in Rashi, in the Gemara, in Bava Metzia, and that's how they come. And this is Rashi's chiddush in the Pshat and Kamlei B'Dirabbanan. Now, this chiddush has many applications. A chiddush like this obviously has nogeya wherever kamei b'derabim day comes up. We're going to have to explain the machlokes between Ramei and the Rabbanu, which I'm going to get to in the Gemara, whether we learn after Mitzvah Shemra or not. But this Nekuda, which has nothing to do with Eidim Zayman and Mitzvah Shemra, this Prat has nothing to do with our Mishnah. This Prat has to do with the Mashmois of Rashi that Kar Karai, the Baikul Misham. Nashi Taka holds that by Chaisim Pipara is no din of Baikul Misham. This is Rashi's decide in Kamlai Dirabine. Now this has a number of applications. One, the Rambam says that someone who's Mayo Behegdish is Laiko Mishalem. Somebody who does Me'ilah in Mamin Hegdish and causes a loss for Hegdish, he gets Malkus and he has to pay. And the Ktsais is Matmiya. Why don't we say Kamlai B'Dirabamine? And the Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chav Zayin, I believe, says that the Pshat Rambam is that Bez Din enforces Malkus, and that the person is still obligated to pay. It fits into the Lashon Rambam. Let's look at Lashon Rambam. But he says that it's in Hukas Meila Perek Aleph, I think Halacha Gimel, that Mishalim there means Mishalim Latzis Yidei Shemayim. The person got to pay Hegdish back, because Kamei B'Derabi Day is not a Psor. It's only a Din in Hukas Bez. There's a Gemara Kiddushin Daf Chaf Hei. The Gemara says, if you have an Eved, Sivis Avdad, somebody, you all know that if somebody is Mapul Ba'ayin, the Shen Ba'ayin of his Eved, the Eved goes free. So it says, Siras Avdad, if a person caused damage to the reproductive Eivarim of his Eved, so the Eved is Yaitu Lechez. The Eved goes free. The Gemara, Siras Avda, Yaitu Lechez, Mishim Shein Da'ayin. So the Sefer HaMakna is Matmiya. What do you mean? Siras is allowed. You get Malkus if you misaris someone. It's in Parshas Emma. If you misaris the Siras, there's a law. You get Malkus. So we should say, come like the Rabbi, you know, Siras Avda, why should he have to pay the Eved? He gets Malkus for the lav of Sirus, of damaging him in such a place. He gets Malkus. So why should he have to pay? What? Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar has it in Israel. Nebuchadnezzar has it in Israel. Before him, it's Kenoshim, right? So the Sefer HaMakdis, Batmiya, he has this kasha. Why should he have to give the Eved his Chayrus? He already he gets Malkus. What? If it bothers him more, then what? That's a rule. We always give Malkus ahead of Mammon. It's always. Doesn't matter how much Mammon. So but the Teretz, according to Rashi Sheet, is very good. Because Rashi says that by Kamlai to the Rabbi, Minei Tfisa helps. Someone grabs it, helps. The Eved grabs himself. I mean, the Eved is himself in possession of himself. Siris Avda Yatzal Chayrus. Because the Eved is automatically a Taisis. He's himself. He wants to go free. If he wants to work, let him work. But if he wants to go free, he's a Taisis. And therefore he can go free. Passing to Shaima. Right. If it's not, I believe the chshar mechusik et shichur is only going to get after we can marry. Magabe working, there's no question. He stops working, he goes out of get shichur. Chshar mechusik et shichur is to allow him to marry a bat yisrael. I believe. I go correct. Look at the Gemara. I think. The tefisa on his work is certainly a tefisa. What? Sirisat that he gets Malkus. And why do you pay? The answer is because the Eved is Typhus himself. There's a stipler in Kedushin. The stipler himself excuses himself for writing something that's such a copy total. But he says something like, maybe it'll be L'Tayelis. The stipler is coming to answer a Ktsaisa's kasha. Ktsaisa asks, in Siman Lamed Ches, the halacha is, if you write a shtar sheyesh bei ribis, Reuven lends Shimon money for ribis, and they write up a shtar. So the halacha is that, of course, you can't be teveya the ribis, but it's actually a machlokes tanoim, that you can use the shtar to be teifis the keren. The keren you have to pay. Machlokes tanoim if you could be teifis or meshubad. But everyone holds that the maiva still has to pay the keren. In fact, the tzais, come later the rabbi again. Someone who makes a shtar shel ribis is chayav malkis. So if Reuven lent Shimon money for ribis, so Reuven gets malkis. So why does he get paid? That is, I'm sorry, Shimon, the one who borrowed the money, gets malkis. So why does he have to pay also? Let him off the hook from Teshlumin. And he did a ma'isa aveira, he borrowed a ribis. So if he borrowed a ribis, let him off the hook from... What? They both get malchus, but the levy gets malchus. Why should he have to pay? This loan was a nice avay. Borrowing the money is a nice avay. So why should he have to pay? That's the ktsaisa's cash. So the stipler says 1 minute. If we're going to paskin, listen carefully. If we're going to paskin, the levy does not have to pay. What does that mean? That means the moment he took the loan, he didn't have to pay. Right? Because come later on, man. So the moment he took the loan, he didn't have to pay. So was there a loan? So there's no loan. If there's no loan, is there an issa ribis when there's no loan? Is there an issa to borrow the ribis if there's no loan?
Only if there's ribis.
Deja vu, right? If there's no, the stipler says this. I'm not making this up. Stipler says, listen. If you're going to say, come like the rabbi, like the ktsais, that means when a malva gives a life a loan for ribis, when he takes the money, he doesn't have to pay. Because he gets malchus. So he doesn't have to pay. So if he doesn't have to pay, there's no loan. If there's no loan, then there's no issa ribis. So if there's no issa ribis, so it's very good that he has to pay. Except they shouldn't get malchus if there's no issa ribis. Right? You ask what's happening. If there's no loan, then there's no issa ribis. If there's no issa ribis, he's pata for Malchus. So if he's pata for Malchus, so then he has to pay. So if he has to pay, the whole cycle starts again. Yeah, if he has a couple of times, yeah? And then, she wants to make a list of all these cases. Yeah? So then he has to pay, then he gets Malchus. If he gets Malchus, he doesn't have to pay. This is, he's caught in a cycle that you have a problem. So what do you do? So where do you stop? Stop the stipler. If there's no loan, so you should have to pay the ribbons. Maybe. But he won't be able to pay the ribbons. What do you have to pay? It's a problem. So the stipler, it's not a problem. Because Rashi and Baba Metzia Daf Tzadik Aleph says that by Kamei V'Derabamineh, this chayvus remains. It's only in the Bezdin that Bezdin can't enforce it. What's this whole chaf of the stipler? That if he doesn't have to pay, there's no loan. If you say, come with your rabbi, then he gets malchus. He doesn't have to pay. If he doesn't have to pay, there's no loan. Stop. It's not true. Rashi and Baba Metzia says that even if you don't have to pay, you're still a loan. Come with your rabbi, it doesn't make that there's no loan. It only makes that Bezin can't enforce payment of the loan. But the loan still exists. So the neighbor, the whole stipend's dray, falls apart. His whole kind of what? That the whole kind of was that once you're getting malchus, you don't have to pay. And once you don't have to pay, there's no loan. So the stipler says, based on this Rashi Shita, this whole cycle, it doesn't hold true. Because once the cycle starts with the fact that once there's malchus, there's no loan. And that's not true. Because by coming to Rami, there is a loan, it's just that Bezin can't enforce it. The stipler says this. What? He's not Iver. No, it's not true. Like Sassimu and all of Nesha. This is to set Nesha. Himself, the right of Shtar of Nesha. His Tashbis is an Issa. Now, how does that answer the Tzaisis Kasha? We should take on Lay. It would only answer it if we'll assume that the Chiyat Tashlumin is not enforceable in bed. When it says you pay, it means it's not enforceable in bed. Whether that's so or not, I'm not sure. I'll take a look at that. And so this is the basic rule of Kamlay. Realize all these four cases I mentioned to you. The case of Sleisaksim Sharbadishai, the case of Ridis, the case of Mi'ila, and what was the other case? That we said this. Is it three? Ridis, Mi'ila, Eved, Sirus. These are all cases of Malkus and Mammon. All cases of Mammon and Malkus. Tomorrow we'll see, you should take a look at the Rav Chaim al HaShas. The main thing is the first two paragraphs. And the insight is that Rav Chaim says that Kedei Rishasai only applies to Malkus and Mammon, and not to Misa and Mammon, which we'll see. But Rav Chaim al HaShas and Daftar and Mizai to Malkus.